On Sunday, namely the day dedicated to music and song, the learned beings belonging to this group produced every kind of melody on various sound-producing instruments, as well as with their voices, and then explained to all the other learned beings how the knowledge they wished to transmit was indicated in these works of theirs. They also had in view to implant these works in the customs of different communities, calculating that the melodies they created, passing from generation to generation, would reach men of the remote future, who, in deciphering them, would discover a knowledge attained on the earth long before and use it for the good of their ordinary existence. Before telling you how the learned beings of this group inserted their indications in these instrumental and vocal productions, I must first explain certain particularities of the perceptive organ of hearing in the common presence of every kind of being. Among these particularities is the property called vibro e cognitanco. You must know that those parts of the brains of beings which objective science calls chlodistomaticules, certain of which the learned physicians on your planet call cerebral nerve ganglia, are composed of crystallized neurognosian vibrations, which in general arise in every being once his formation is complete, as a result of the process of all kinds of perceptions by their organ of hearing. And these chlodistomaticules, under the action of similar but not yet crystallized vibrations, engender in the corresponding region of a given brain the property of vibro e cognitanco, or as it is sometimes called, remorse. In accordance with the foresight of great nature, these chlodistomaticules serve in the presence of beings as factors enabling the arising of the process of association at those moments when inner promptings are absent or stimuli from outside do not reach their brains. As for the still uncrystallized neurognosian vibrations that enter the common presence of beings, these are emitted either by the vocal cords of every kind of being or by certain artificial sound-producing instruments they have invented. When the vibrations arising from those sources enter the presence of beings and touch the chlodistomaticules of one or another brain, they produce, in relation to the general functioning of the whole being, this process of vibro e cognitanco. The second particularity of the functioning of the perceptive organ of hearing is that, in general, the vibrations obtained from the sequence of sounds of any melody evoke associations in the presence of beings in just that one of the three brains, in which at that moment the momentum of what has just been experienced is sustained most intensely. And as a result, the sequence of impulses evoked for inner experiencing usually follows an automatic order. Well then, these learned musicians and singers in the city of Babylon combined their melodies in such a way that the sequence of vibrations of the sounds would evoke in beings a sequence of associations and therefore impulses for inner experiences, not in the usual automatic order. That is to say, they combined the melodies so that the sequences of vibrations on entering into the common presence of beings would evoke the vibro e cognitanco in the chlodistomaticules, not of just one brain, as usually takes place, namely the brain in which the associations predominate at the given moment, but now in one brain, now in another, and now in the third. Further, they predetermine the quality, or as they say, the frequency of vibrations of the sounds which would affect one or another brain. They were completely familiar with all this. That is, they knew from which vibrations data are formed in this or that brain of the beings, and for which new perceptions these data might serve as what are called determinants of new results. Owing to the combinations of sequences of sounds, there arose simultaneously in the presence of beings different sorts of impulses, evoking various contradictory sensations, which in their turn gave rise to unusual experiencings and reflex movements not proper to them. And indeed, my boy, the sequence of sounds they combined did have an exceedingly strange effect on all the beings whose presence they entered. Even in me, a being cast, as they would say, in another mold, various being impulses were engendered and followed one another in an unusual sequence. And this happened because the sounds of their melodies, combined in a definite sequence, upon entering my common presence, underwent jart klum, or, to put it in another way, the sounds were sorted out and acted equally upon my clodostomaticules of all three sources, with the consequence that the associations in my three independent brains, coming from similar but differently natured series of impressions, although proceeding simultaneously and with an equal intensity, engendered in my presence three quite different promptings. For instance, the localization of my consciousness, or as your favorites would say, my thinking center, engendered in my common presence, let us suppose, the impulse of joy. The second localization in me, or my feeling center, engendered the impulse called sorrow. And the localization of the body itself, or as once again your favorites would call it, my moving center, engendered the impulse of religiousness. And it was just in these unaccustomed impulses, evoked in the beings by their instrumental and vocal melodies, that the learned members of that group indicated what they wished to transmit.